Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Kyle Ambert and Emily Hudson.
Hello, this is Emily Hudson.
And this is Kyle Ambert.
Welcome to the Intel on AI podcast. Today we're talking with Yoav Einav, the Vice President of Product at Gigaspaces. Hello, Yoav.
Hey, guys. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Do you want to give us a little bit of background about Gigaspaces and what you're doing with data analytics and AI?
So Gigaspaces has been in the market for more than 10 years as one of the leaders of the industry as an in-memory computing platform. And in the last 2 years or so, we've been focused a lot on machine learning and analytics, helping our customers in different industries, whether it's finance, insurance, retail, transportation, to actually get value and insight from their data sets. So we allow them to create new revenue streams and reduce their costs by running their analytic workloads on their operational data set.
So I'm curious, there are many companies offering analytical services. What distinguishes Gigaspaces from your competition?
In general, I would say as Gigaspaces DNA is actually provide our customer with the speed to analyze high ingestion rate with low latency. We have cases where we're able to take an existing application and accelerate it from a few hours running bad job to a few minutes and provide order of magnitude kind of acceleration to the process. And we're doing it by our ability to co-locate your business logic with the actual data, and everything is running in the same memory space. So there's no overhead to the network and OS and serialization, which provides you the ability to run application like fraud analysis or dynamic pricing or intelligent call center routing, any type of time-sensitive or time-critical application with high scale. So in cases of, you know, peak events like Black Friday or Super Bowl night or Christmas, when we have customers that have 20 times more users or orders in a given hour, we're able to easily scale up and scale down while maintaining real-time or near-real-time performance. So it provides you the speed and the scale.
Great. So you mentioned in-memory analytics. I'm curious if you could describe for our listeners what distinguishes in-memory analytics from, I guess, out-of-memory analytics.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I would start with the fact that Gigaspaces provide what we call the hybrid transactional and analytical platform, like it's called HTAP by Gartner or HOPE by Forrester, which is hybrid operational and analytical platform. And it allows you to run any sort of machine learning and deep learning models or any type of analytical workload on the actual operational data. So instead of duplicating your CRM data, ERP data, data that is coming from your mobile application or your machines in the factory, and copy everything to a different system that runs the analytical, the analytics part, we provide you to run the analytics on the fresh data as soon as it's streamed or ingested to the platform, and it allows a much faster response time and actually acting on the data instantly as it streams to the system. Now, in memory, as a notion, it provides you the speed to be able to analyze high ingestion rate. We're talking about customer analyzing hundreds of thousands or even millions of events or messages per second with a relatively small footprint, and the ability to run your analytics in a low latency kind of sub-second response time in your operational production systems.
Can you give us an example of how a customer would use that in a real life use case?
Sure. So today we're deployed across different industries. We have customers like retail and investment banks, where customers in the insurance space, healthcare, telcos, transportation, retail, so various types of large tier one enterprise. I would say the common to all the different use cases is really the ability to analyze big data in a timely manner. So different customers use our type of platform for different use cases. For example, in the financial industry or for payment providers, the ability to run fraud analysis on their actual payment or trade, the actual transaction in their system. So instead of running an offline process in the background that analyze and detect fraud, They are doing it in a few milliseconds as part of the actual payment and money transfer. So they're able to get the request for the actual transaction, run their fraud analysis, and either confirm or cancel the actual payment or trade. So that's one example. Second example, if we're looking at Industry 4.0 and industrial IoT, we're seeing a lot of demand for predictive maintenance in a smart factory. So we were able to ingest different types of sensors from the machine within the factory. It could be temperature sensor, vibrations, fuel consumption, and others. And in real time, you're able to get all the sensor data, correlate it with the historical data, and react or predict failures in the factory before they happen. A third kind of use case in the retail industry is about location-based marketing or location-based promotion. So assuming you're walking down Fifth Avenue and you're walking next to a Starbucks or a Nike store, based on your geographic location and your historical past shopping characteristics, we're able to provide you in real time a promotion that fits your kind of user profile. And we're seeing a 10 to 20 higher conversion rate for those promotions which are based on your geographic location in real time, as well as your shopping characteristics in the last 10 to 30 days.
That's really cool. You mentioned you provide big data in a timely manner. I think that's a really good tagline. I'm going to steal that for my business cards, I think. But on that, can you tell me a little bit about the hardware that enables that kind of end goal?
Sure. So we started as an in-memory computing platform. So if you want all your computing and analysis to run fast, traditionally you were using in-memory, which is very fast, but also very expensive. We've, over the years, in order to allow our customer to keep the level of performance and response time they're expecting to, but with the ability to also scale their infrastructure and hardware in both the CapEx side and the OpEx side, we have developed a unique solution, which is, we call it Memory Extend, which automatically handles your data tiers between different tiers, whether it's RAM, SSD, and recently the new addition with Intel Optane DC persistent memory. So a customer can define different business rules on where to store the data based on the actual application needs. So for example, a bank can decide that data of a stock based on the amount of volume will be stored on RAM and the rest of the data of less frequently traded stock will be automatically moved to SSD. So it allows you to automatically auto-tier and down-tier between the tiers based on the volume of each stock. Another example you can think of is for an airline. So based on the frequent flyer mileage of each passenger, you're able to move data between the different tiers to balance between the performance and the cost. And that allows you to make sure that the most crucial data will always be in the fastest tier. And on the other hand, to scale the amount of data capacity that you can handle in a cost-effective manner.
Yoav, I understand you've been rolling out platforms based on our new Intel 2nd Gen Xeon scalable processors. Could you talk a little bit about how the features of those processors are helping deliver these advanced AI and data analytics capabilities, especially in a smaller footprint environment, network edge kind of situation?
Sure. So in the past year, we've been working a lot with the Intel AI builders and leveraging their AI expertise around how to, in an optimized manner, to utilize the Intel Xeon processor to run training in a distributed manner on a cluster utilizing Intel BigDA library and an Intel Analytics Zoo to run distributed workloads using whether it's TensorFlow, Caffe, Torch, different types of popular deep learning frameworks utilizing Xeon and all the optimization around the different MKL libraries and the vector optimization that is done on the processor itself.
So you mentioned BigDL. I'm curious whether the types of analytics that you try to support, are those mainly centered around Spark and sort of the Apache ecosystem, or do you kind of get into more Python-type, NumPy, Pandas-types of libraries?
Cool. So today, I would say most of the usage that is done by our customers in the field is either Spark for machine learning or TensorFlow for deep learning. A lot of the actual production system is written in Java and Scala more than Python, where the actual research and training is done in Python. So we see different types of personas in the organization. I would say data scientists, or maybe that are more tend to use Python and R versus the kind of data engineers in production that are actually building the continuous integration and development workflows and pipelines that are usually working on Java and Scala.
So you have the Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory is a technology that I think a lot of our listeners may not be so familiar with. Can you give us a little bit more information about the benefits of that memory and how the additional memory layers really enable different workloads?
Sure. Optane DC persistent memory allows us and our customer to expand their capacity while keeping the in-memory performance and speed for lower the cost, for the cost of flash. So we were able to expand beyond the traditional 1 to 2 terabytes of memory to tens of terabytes while keeping it in in-memory speed and a significantly lower footprint. With the Optane DC persistent memory, you're able to store up to 6 terabytes of persistent memory on a single 2U server. So it means that the footprint is reduced dramatically by up to 6 to 7 times lower in size, while without compromising on your performance. So at the end of the day, customer can do real-time analytics on longer terms of data, either different types of data source or more data in terms of the duration, without needing to compromise on their response time or the time it takes them to process the or to run the machine learning models on top of the data itself.
Great. So kind of looking to the future of your company, how do you think partnering with Intel is going to provide you with the resources to address your future customer needs?
So I think, first of all, in terms of the combination of utilizing the different hardware optimization they provide, whether it's the Optane DC persistent memory or the NVMe SSD, different type of storage layer, which are more cost effective, but still provide you with high performance on the one hand. The second hand is utilizing the different software stack that they're building mainly for deep learning with the likes of BigDL and Intel Analytics Zoo to scale and accelerate the deep learning training workloads on Intel Xeon servers. And we're also starting to look at being able to plan and architect looking at the edge cloud. So our architecture looking at the next generation of the edge cloud is something that allows customers, whether it's for industry 4.0 or telcos with the trends of 5G and IoT, to run your analytical workloads at the edge of the network. It could be a cellular radio antenna, it could be an airport, a football stadium or a shopping mall, anything at the edge, which allows you to react in a millisecond level at the edge of the network and run your analytical there for time-sensitive kind of application.
Yoav, we're really excited to hear about the future of GigaSpaces and your technology. For our listeners, if they'd like to learn more about what you're working on, where should they go?
Cool. So first of all, of course, you can go to gigaspace.com, read some of our recent blogs and PRs, and download our software as a Docker or in the cloud and start playing with it. And we're introducing to the market and nowadays a lot of innovation around acceleration of your data lakes and petabyte scale and ability to run real-time analytics contextualized with your historical data that sits on your, whether it's your data lake or data warehouse. So working a lot and also partnering a lot with the likes of Intel and also whether it's Red Hat and AWS and Spark Beyond and Informatica, so different types of players in the ecosystem to be able to provide our customers with an end-to-end solution with the most, I would say, recent and latest machine learning and deep learning innovation in the market.
Yoav, thanks so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. And on behalf of Intel on AI, this is Emily Hudson.
And this is Kyle Ambridge.